It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for July 29th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is palaver, also pronounced palaver and spelled P-A-L-A-V-E-R. Palaver is a noun that means a long discussion or meeting parley, usually between persons of different cultures or levels of sophistication. It can also mean conference or discussion or idle talk. It can also mean misleading or beguiling speech. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Times by Virginia Heffernan. Adrian Daub brings the same sharp eye for sophistry to other forms of palaver that move capital in Silicon Valley. He revisits the actual thinkers appropriated by Ted Bloviators, from the philosopher Marshall McLuhan to the French historian René Girard to the novelist Ayn Rand. During the 18th century, Portuguese and English sailors often met during trading trips along the West African coast. This contact prompted the English to borrow the Portuguese word palavra, which usually means speech or word, but was used by Portuguese traders with the specific meaning discussions with natives. The Portuguese word traces back to the late Latin word parabola, meaning speech or parable. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.